Let's all admit right up front that this world is an attractive place. A few weeks ago, I was in a shopping mall and once again was reminded of the world's attraction and beauty. Even plain old stuff like shoes and socks were displayed in such a way that I was prompted to stop and take a look. Now, it wasn't that I was in need of shoes or planned to buy some shoes. I'm quite happy with the shoes I've got. That's why I've worn these shoes for over 30 years. They're really comfortable. In fact, they fit like an old shoe. And in spite of the many half soles and new heels I put on them, they really don't look half bad. But in the mall, I was attracted by these shoe displays. The new designs were all very stylish. In fact, I heard about a lady who found shoes so attractive she had hundreds of pairs. Now, folks, if that can be true of something so ordinary as shoes, think of the many ways our hearts could be distracted by such stuff as jewelry and clothing, automobiles, kitchen gadgets, houses, and on and on. In fact, I've actually seen people fall in love with stuff like this, saying things like, "I love my new dress," "I love my new car," and so on. Is it any wonder that the Spirit of God prompted the Apostle John to write, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he who does the will of God abides forever." Now, Christian, let me suggest something. The next time you're in the shopping center, ask yourself as you walk by the shops, in what way does all this appeal to the lust of the flesh, the theaters, the bookstores? Or in what way does this appeal to the lust of the eyes, like Eve found the forbidden fruit pleasant to the eyes? Or in what way does this latest style of this leather briefcase or this new prestigious car appeal to the pride of life? Folks, some things never change. Be on your guard as you live in this world, and remember, you're a pilgrim just passing through. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.